And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of June, 2025. June 20th is American Eagle Day. Bald eagles are powerful birds of prey indigenous to America. They can fly at a height of 10,000 feet, and they can avoid rain and storms by actually flying above the clouds. The American bald eagle is the only eagle unique to North America, and they can be found all over the continent, from Alaska to northern Mexico. Bald eagles like to live near large bodies of water, as they mostly eat fish, and are known for their beauty and grace when they soar through the air. They are also one of the largest birds in North America, with a wingspan of 80 inches, and build massive nests that are 5 to 6 feet in diameter. Bald eagles are apex predators, and they soar at the top of their food chain. Their presence helps maintain the balance of the ecosystem. Before the European conquest, bald eagles roamed the great blue skies and thrived. On June 20, 1782, the Second Continental Congress selected bald eagles as the national symbol of the United States. Back then, they did not have any threats, either from land or from the skies. More than 100,000 nesting pairs were dominating the skies during that era. But with the European expansion across the continent, the story changed for bald eagles. In 1940, Congress passed the Bald Eagle Protection Act, which provided some protection for the birds. The law prohibited selling, owning, or killing eagles. In the 1950s, the bald eagle was at serious risk of becoming extinct. Loss of their natural habitat, hunting, and the use of pesticides that damaged their eggs caused the population to massively decline. The bird was classified as endangered in 1967. The main culprit was DDT, a pesticide used for eradicating mosquitoes and other pests. The chemical reached water bodies and fish on which the bald eagles preyed. The DDT interacted with the calcium-secreting mechanism of the bald eagle and softened their eggshells. The result was soft eggs that failed to hatch or would break under the weight of the incubating mother. Rachel Carson mentioned in her book, The Silent Spring, the adverse effect of DDT on the ecosystem. As a result, the U.S. banned the use of DDT, and this paved the way for the return of bald eagles to the American skies once more. The bird went on to become a prime success story of the Endangered Species Act. The bald eagle began to repopulate and thrive, and in 1995, they were moved from the National Endangered Species List to the National List of Threatened Species, a major improvement. As of 2007, the bald eagle is no longer considered threatened and has a healthy population level. This just goes to show the good government is capable of doing when they're actually motivated. The Main Street Vegan podcast, hosted by Victoria Moran, published their first episode on this day in 2012. Everybody knows that the future is vegan, but it can also be a grand adventure right now. On the Main Street Vegan podcast, best-selling author and vegan OG, Victoria Moran, invites you to be in on conversations with the best and brightest in this space. You'll hear from physicians, philosophers, activists, athletes, chefs, and celebrities on eating and living for optimum health while protecting the planet and saving the lives and ending the suffering of animals. Whether you're a longtime vegan or just taking a look, Main Street Vegan will help you live with purpose, eat with joy, and craft a life that makes a difference. With 13 years and 562 episodes and counting, Victoria Moran is a knowledgeable host and skilled interviewer. Her loving personality makes every episode a pleasure to listen to. And here are two poems about eagles for today. The Eagle by Thomas William Hodgson Crosland. They have him in a cage, and little children run to offer him well-meant bits of bun. And very common people say, "My word, ain't he a horrible bird?" And the smart, "How absurd, poor captive, draggled, downcast lord of the air. Steadfast in his despair, he doth not rage, but with unconquerable eye and soul aflame to fly, considereth the sun." And The Eagle by Alfred Lord Tennyson. He clasps the crag with crooked hands, close to the sun in lonely lands, ringed with the azure world he stands. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt, he falls. The Eagle by Thomas William Hodgson Crosland, and The Eagle by Alfred Lord Tennyson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be unconquerable, live vegan.